You're listening to the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Currently, we are in Season 2. I believe this is Episode 7. Today, we're going to break down the final component of our first S, that is safety. So, for those who don't know, our three S's are safety, stability, and service. And today, we're going to break down our last component of safety, and that is going to be weather safety, or natural disaster safety. You may be wondering why I mentioned that. I've mentioned, firearms, I've mentioned emergency medical care, I've mentioned, physical strength. Why should we get into weather safety? Well, natural disasters happen. Storms happen, power outages happen, things happen, life happens, and when those things happen, you, as the man, you're responsible for keeping your family safe during those times. Didn't necessarily plan on it, but just how life worked. Today, we had massive rainstorm. Actually caused quite a bit of localized flooding. There were some bridges in some nearby towns that had 4 to 5 feet of water under them. We had some roads actually partially collapse and wash out. So there's some very real, just this morning even, there's some very real examples of weather being very vital and a very dangerous thing. Over the course of our winter, our pipes froze, which, having grown up in Michigan, frozen pipes weren't a thing because in Michigan, the infrastructure is made to handle cold winters. We would get into the negatives quite often, and we never had frozen pipes. But it got to like 5 degrees down here in Oklahoma, and all of a sudden our pipes are freezing. What do you do when that happens? Just about a month ago, we had a 4-day power outage because of a massive thunderstorm, and it actually spawned tornadoes, not in our area, but further out away from us. The storm system spawned tornadoes. And we were without power for about 4 days. When I was at Police Academy, we actually had a tornado rip through, pretty much cut straight across Little Rock, Arkansas, which is where my academy was held. Life happens. There's tornadoes, there's fires, there's floods, there's earthquakes. It's important to be able to keep your family, you and your family, safe during those times. So how do you do that? What are ways we can dig into that? Well, first things first, you need to know what's going on. You need information. You need resources. So I'm going to show you two of my favorite resources I keep on hand almost all the time. One of these goes in my lunchbox, and I keep it with me on my person, or in my lunchbox, and then the other stays at home, but it is still very much vital. The first one is going to be a handheld radio. Now, this is a Balfane UV-5R. This gets a lot of attention because this is a ham radio. I am a ham radio, or amateur radio operator. Call sign Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Mike Delta. Technician license, so I do have the license to use this. But in addition to having the ability to use this for ham radio frequencies, you can also tune it to your local NOAA weather stations. And when you do that, you can still receive that information from NOAA weather radio. So a little one like this runs you about $25 to $35, give or take. It's nothing fancy. It's very cheap, but it gets the job done. Plus, if you're into GMRS radio or ham radio, you can use it to communicate with other licensed individuals. And disclaimer, this is not legal. This is not what the FCC says you can do. However, some of the older versions of these radios are ungoverned and can be programmed into standard walkie-talkie, your 8 in your 22 channel walkie-talkie systems, your FRS walkie-talkies, you can still program those frequencies into here. Again, it's not, according to the FCC rules, this is 5 watts versus their half watt, and it does have a detachable antenna. So again, not per FCC rules, just a technicality. So that is what I keep with me, whether it's in my lunchbox or on my person. Always have one of these handy. I can also utilize those with some ham radio apps and some tech, and I can use those for weather mapping and for position finding, but that's different. The other thing I always have, and this I keep on the windowsill of our bedroom, is a little NOAA radio. Now this is a little interesting. Okay, so this has a weather band, and it has AM and FM radio. It's solar chargeable. See there, it's got the little solar panel here to charge with. And then it also has a hand crank. And it's also got a built-in flashlight. The button's up here. And in the back has both a charging port, so you can charge it via USB, or it's got a USB female, and you can actually charge off of this as well. So, what you do, pull your little, you know, reminiscent of the bunny ears, if anyone ever remembers those. And then I've got it already programmed. And then just keeps on going. So that is your first things first. You need to have information. What is going on? What potential dangers are there? Is it in your area or will it miss you? If it's still in your projected county, what do you have available to you to keep you safe? That goes into our next item, which I'm not going to show because it's just too big, too bulky, and take too much time. But prepare yourself and your family go bags. Some people call them go bags, some people call them bug out bags, other people call them 72-hour bags. Totally up to you what you call them, but what it is a bag with clothes, with medicine, with gear that you need, food you need to survive 24, 48, 72 hours. Okay, I am a gear nut when it comes to this. I've always set up tons of different kits in my car. I've got a medical bag. I've got an advanced medical bag because I have some advanced medical training due to my vocation as a police officer. I have about a dozen or so jackets in my car, ranging from just windbreakers and raincoats, some department issues, some of my own, to, you know, my winter coats and wool blankets, you name it. So depends on what the threats are that you're facing. If you're facing, for example, a tornado, and you need to shelter in the interior most room of your house, for us, that's our bathroom. We still have a window in our bathroom. Unfortunately, the house we rent, it just doesn't have a room without a window. There's not a single room without a window. But the bathroom's the most secure, so I throw a wool blanket over top and I tack it in. Those are things I know I need to do if for my house when we hear the tornado sirens. For others, you may have rooms available, but you may need comfort items. You might need some more food. Maybe you're diabetic. Maybe your insulin levels, you know, you need to keep count of that. And maybe you've got kids with special needs that need certain comfort foods to feel at ease and not anxious. Like, there's so many things I could go on and on and on about, but gather what you need, okay? Okay, think about food, think about medicine, you know, again, if you have required medications, think about comfort items, think about some clothing, protective clothing like rain gear or, you know, thick winter coats, those kind of things. Think about what you can do and start making bags. And it's okay, like, I've had bags for years. You could, you know, I'm sure my mother could tell you all the times I made bags as a teenager. So I've been doing this for like 10 years and I'm still not done with my bags. I still change things out. At one point I had a bag that was specifically all my ham radio gear and tech gear. Now I've got like a self-operating ham radio with like a battery backup and stuff. Like, I've made tons of kits. So don't think you just have one and throw it away and be done. No. Re-look at it every 6 to 12 months. Change out expired medication. Change out expired food. Go through, okay, we used this. Awesome. Have an after-action review when you use things. Cool. I used this bag, but actually I hate those granola bars. Don't give them to me. Let's cycle those out and let's try a different one. Or maybe you packed the wrong gear. Maybe you packed a radio that wasn't sufficient for your needs. Again, this is all highly dependent on you guys and your situations. And whether you're talking about tornadoes, or fires, or torrential downpours, or hurricanes, like, it's all weather dependent. And that puts a lot of the responsibility on you. That puts the responsibility on you to know the threats around you, what you are most likely to encounter. For example, I live in Oklahoma City area. That means we get tornadoes on the often. And I knew that when we moved down here. So I specifically have tornado bags set up for us so that when there's a tornado, we already have all our stuff set. We just grab them. We bring our dog, Mr. Buckwheat. He's off camera. You can't see him, but he's loving his pets. We bring him and ourselves into the bathroom. We already got everything set up. Boom, ready to go. This morning with the absolute torrential downpour, I was caught off guard a little because I did have to go to work. Thank goodness I left early for work. I already knew it was going to be bad. I didn't know how bad it was going to get. We didn't have a lot of calls for service because a lot of people just stayed indoors, which is good. They stayed safe indoors. I had my department issued rain jacket, which worked great, but our department doesn't issue pants. And I'll tell you what, 2 seconds into my shift, my pants and my boots being absolutely soaked, made for a long shift. So think about that. Maybe find ways to waterproof your shoes or buy yourself waterproof pants. I don't know, you know, waterproofing or, you know, specific rain slicks and stuff. Again, be aware, and again, this puts the responsibility on you, and you're a man. This should be your responsibility. This is your responsibility. To provide safety for your family, this includes facing inclement weather. Be it in a snowstorm that, a blizzard that buries your house 3 feet into the snow. I remember being a kid helping my dad shovel snow for hours on end because we had like 3 feet of snow drop in about 24 hours. Those were actually fun days, believe it or not. I enjoyed them. Most kids probably wouldn't. I did. I thought it was fun. And I loved shoveling snow as a job. It was fantastic. But again, know your weather, know your region, study, take some time to think about what you've done in the past, work on improving that where you can. Find local groups. There's a great resource out there. It's usually through your county's emergency management division, which is generally falling under the sheriff's department. Now, it can change from county to county or state by state. but it's called the Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT. My wife and I were part of our CERT team. Up on the wall, you can actually see in the blue vests. This is a mirrored image, sorry. So on that side, we were volunteers for our county, and one of the things we did was we were part of our Community Emergency Response Team. Part of that is also education, educating yourself and educating the public on what to do during a disaster and how you can better prepare yourself. So that's a great resource. Check it out. Usually it's through them, through your county, or through FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. They've got plenty of awesome free courses online. And again, you can find plenty of resources on the onlines. So that's all. I know it's a short episode. I know it's pretty standard. Basically, stay informed, be aware of what's going on, be prepared, take time to prep yourself, prep your family, have these conversations with your wife, with your kids, at an age-appropriate level, right? We're not going to tell a five-year-old, oh, well, Dad thinks that we need 3,500 calories to live this long or else we all starve to death. No, that's not what you say. But you do it at an age-appropriate level. Say, hey, you know, this is what we need to help us stay safe when things happen. Cool. Make it a game. Have fun. But always be prepared for when disaster hits, because it will hit. And I don't want your family being the family that's stuck in sub-zero temperatures or without power in 112 degree heat or caught in a tornado without anywhere to go because you failed to prepare and you failed to keep your family safe. That is your responsibility, gentlemen. So that is going to wrap up our first S in our three S's, our safety, stability, and service. Next time we are here, we're going to start talking about stability. What that's going to look like is we're going to break down stability in about 4 to 5 steps. We're going to have emotional stability, financial stability, mental stability, which is different than emotional stability, spiritual stability, and kind of overarching all of that, we're going to talk about how to remain stable yourself as you bring stability to your wife and your children and your businesses and your churches and your community. And then finally, after those, we're going to talk about service, and we're going to talk about service in vocation, how your job is an act of service, how you can volunteer as part of serving, whether that's in the community, like I've talked about before, with like emergency response, like I was mentioning just a few minutes ago, or in your church, or for another organization, how being a servant is part of what a man's job is. Because ultimately, we serve the servant, right? Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve. And he gave his life as a ransom for many for the forgiveness of our sins, right? And so as we, as godly Christian men, look forward to building back better men, I know I said build back better. That's a red flag, right? That's okay, guys. Listen, we can retake that, first of all. But as we seek to be men who bring safety, stability, and service, he's ultimately who we look to. He is our example, and he's the one we strive to be like. Now, granted, we are sinful humans. We will never be perfect. And that's why Jesus exists. That's why God came down to set us free from the shame and shackles of sin. So, thank you again for joining us. like, subscribe, share, you know, all the stuff that all the YouTube personalities and all the celebrities say, all those fun things. But if you did find this helpful, I wouldn't mind if you did give us a good review, if you share it with someone you think will like it, and then share it with someone who might not think the same, and see if we can engage with them. Because it's one thing just to talk to you, there's more than just you guys, and there's more than just me, right? We need all the men we can get to be providing safety, stability, and service. So, thank you once again. Until next time, take action, become the men you are called to be, and stay strong. Goodbye.